Setting boundaries in our lives is incredibly important, but not all boundaries are good boundaries. As things turn out, we need to set the right boundaries in the right places. And nowhere is that more important than the boundaries that we set in our hearts. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and thank you so much for joining me as we take a look today at your boundaries from a different perspective. And do stay tuned, because in just a few minutes, I'll be telling you about my free daily devotional, Fresh. It's all about helping you draw closer to Jesus and become all that He made you to be. We talk a lot about the heart, not just our physical heart, that amazing pump that beats on average around 75 beats a minute, 108,000 times a day, or almost 40 million times a year. But our emotional heart, our spiritual heart, that part of us that's so deep inside, it's who we are, where we live, where we experience joy and sorrow and laughter and pain. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23 says this: "Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows out of it." And that's pretty much it. What happens deep in our hearts ends up influencing, influence isn't quite the right word. It ends up determining how we behave. That's what Jesus said too, Matthew chapter 12, verses 33 to 35. "Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or make the tree bad and its fruit bad, for the tree is known by its fruit. You brood of vipers, how can you speak good things when you're evil? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. The good person brings good things out of a good treasure, and the evil person brings evil things out of an evil treasure." Your heart is incredibly important when it comes to how you live. That's why it's so important to guard your heart. But how do you guard your heart? Where do you set the boundaries? It's funny how often the Bible talks about boundaries without ever explicitly calling them that. But that scripture from Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, about guarding your heart, is all about boundaries. Back in those days, to protect a city, you did two things. Firstly, you built a dirty, great big wall around it, the wall that Nehemiah built around Jerusalem after the Israelites returned from their exile in Babylon, was 40 feet high and many feet thick. So the first thing you do is you build a wall. The second thing you do is you put guards on top of that wall to keep watch so that you can see if someone is coming to attack the city. So yes, this whole thing about guarding your heart is about setting up boundaries and setting up defenses. But as I've just said, not all boundaries are good boundaries. Think about your heart. What boundaries, what defenses have you set up? Some people are defensive and touchy. What that tells me is that they've built their wall too high, they've drawn their boundaries too tight, and what they're guarding tucked away in their heart isn't worthy of the defense. When it comes to your heart, it's not only the walls that we're talking about, but what's in your heart that matters. God's word draws some sharply different pictures of the human heart. On the one hand, it says, Jeremiah chapter 17, verses 9 and 10, "The heart is devious above all else. It's perverse. Who can understand it? I, the Lord, test the mind and search the heart to give to all according to their ways, according to the fruit of their doings." But on the other hand, Matthew chapter 5, verse 8, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." And Ezekiel chapter 11, verses 19 to 21, "I will give them one heart and put a new spirit within them. I will remove the heart of stone from their flesh and give them a heart of flesh, so that they may follow my statutes and keep my ordinances and obey them. Then they shall be my people, and I will be their God. But as for those whose heart goes after their detestable things and their abominations, I will bring their deeds down upon their own heads, says the Lord." Seems to me that God is vitally interested in what's going on in your heart and mine, and what He's looking for is a pure heart, a heart of good intentions, a heart that wants to honor Him, a heart that's fit to burst with love for Him. And unless we guard that purity of heart, unless we defend it and contend for it, then the enemy is going to plunder it. For he knows that if he can plunder your heart, if he can fill it with impurity, with evil thoughts, with bitterness and vengeance and the like, he's going to ruin your life. Because your thoughts, your words, and your actions flow from what's going on in your heart. That's why the Bible says, Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows out of it. Did you pick up the first bit there? Above all else, before everything else, of principal primary importance, is guarding your heart. Well, how do you do that? Tell you what I do. When I see evil coming my way, in whatever form it takes, as an idea, as a temptation, as someone else's poor behaviour or low standards, I close my heart to that. Not perfectly every time, I have to say, but my intent is always to guard the goodness that God puts into my heart by His Spirit as I read His Word, as I pray, as I worship Him. All those things fill my heart with the goodness and the purity that God's looking for. It doesn't come from me, it comes from God. After all, that's precisely what He promises to do back in the Scripture from Ezekiel chapter 11, to give us a new heart. So it's to evil that God wants us to close our hearts. But to good things, they should be wide open. To generosity, to compassion, to kindness, to gentleness, to sacrifice, to Jesus, to those things, our hearts should be wide open. But to the things that will breed evil in our hearts, they should be closed shut. So when someone comes alongside and starts grumbling and complaining, say about the leadership of our church, that's something I'm closed to. And when someone comes along and talks to me about serving and helping, that's something that I try very hard to be open to. It's a boundary of discernment that God is calling us to build around our hearts, a boundary that will maintain the purity of our hearts so our thoughts and words and deeds which flow from the heart will be God-honoring, will glorify God, will speak to the people around us of this Jesus who came and died for them. Above all things, guard your hearts, for out of them flows the wellspring of your life. Now, the truth is that our hearts aren't perfectly pure right at this moment. Mine isn't and yours isn't. And the call of God to you and me today is to do something about that. James chapter 4, verse 8. Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. But how do you cleanse your heart? The answer is you don't. God does. And so today, right now, right this minute, I want to lead you in the shortest of prayers that was prayed by King David after he committed adultery and murder. Psalm 51, verse 10. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a right spirit within me. May that be the cry of your heart today. May that be your simple but heartfelt prayer to God today. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a new and a right spirit within me. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and clean me from within. As you read God's word, as you hear it proclaimed, as you pray, as you worship, as you serve, let me tell you this. God is going to clean your heart. He'll take out the trash, the rubbish that's piling up and creating a stench in His nostrils, and God will replace it with purity, His holiness, His Holy Spirit. But as He does that for you, as you cooperate with Him in this most important adventures, let me exhort you above all else to guard your heart. Because if you don't, all that work of His will be undone, and you'll find yourself right back where you started from. Guard your heart, for out of it flows the wellspring of your life. The Word of God is alive and active, amen, with the power to transform your life, to help you be all that God made you to be. And that's what the Fresh Daily Devotional is all about. It's completely free, and I'd love to send it to you. Each day, you'll receive a life-changing scripture together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement from me, delivered right to your inbox where you can choose to read, listen, or watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. Remember, God's Word is the power to change, and it's fresh for you each day. You can subscribe to receive your free daily devotional at freshdevotional.org. And as a bonus, we'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? My prayer is that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through the power of His Word. Again, that web address is freshdevotional.org. Hey, God bless you. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.